Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast. On the podcast today, we introduce another new book that is now available on audible.com. Rapid Idea Generation: How to Create, Innovate, Conceive, and Invent from Scratch. Second edition. Think Smarter, Not Harder, Book 5. Written by Peter Hollins, narrated by Russell Newton. James Dyson had a real problem with vacuum cleaners. Back in the 20th century, a household vacuum cleaner worked by rolling over the carpet, grabbing dust with brushes attached to a cylindrical mechanism, and then sucking up that dust and storing it in a bag that was connected to a pipe. When the bag filled up, you had to take it out and replace it with a new one. In many ways, it seems crude, especially when you consider that we will soon have self-driving cars on the road. Dyson absolutely loathed changing out the vacuum cleaner bags. He assumed, quite correctly, that other people hated it too. It was a filthy business. Dust got everywhere, and often it left matters just as messy as when he'd started. He decided he was going to try to find a way to create a bagless vacuum cleaner. The big issue, of course, was how this cleaner would dispose of the dust. For a while, Dyson didn't have any ideas. One day, Dyson was at an industrial sawmill. He noticed that it was relatively clean for a sawmill. He discovered that there were a couple of large cones that not only collected the sawdust, but removed it from the air. These machines were called cyclonic separators. Dyson thought this principle could be adapted to work in household vacuum cleaners, so he fashioned a crude cyclone model out of cardboard and scotch tape, connected it to his normal vacuum cleaner, and went about sweeping the home. He found that it worked extremely well. He went to work building prototypes and trying to line up financing. After 15 years of trial and error, Dyson's Cyclone Power totally bagless vacuum cleaner hit the market. Eventually, it became a tremendous success. Now the vacuum cleaner bag is nearly extinct, and no house cleaner ever has to live with getting lint all over his or her hands. Dyson solved his bag problem by assessing a situation, coming up with a theory, being curious about other industries, experimenting on his own, and finally producing the ultimate solution. He probably didn't realize it at the time, but in finding a workable answer for bag-free vacuuming, Dyson was emulating a few of the most well-known creative problem-solving principles, ones that Leonardo da Vinci used to great effect. To be clear, this isn't a book about Da Vinci's life, but he just so happens to be the archetype for creativity and out-of-the-box thinking for so many of us that he's a fantastic role model to analyze. It's from following his lead and mindsets that we can start to become more creative in our own ways. History's greatest polymath? Leonardo da Vinci, born in 1452 in Tuscany, Italy, is arguably the most famous and accomplished polymath in the history of the world, as well as someone recognized for massive creativity. A polymath, sometimes referred to colloquially as a Renaissance man or woman, is a person with deep expertise across an impossibly wide range of subjects and disciplines. Science, math, the arts, politics, culture, history, you name it, and he cultivated an interest in it and likely gained a level of proficiency. Polymaths have deep and ongoing interests in multiple areas. When a problem comes along, polymaths solve it by tapping into their knowledge in different subjects. They're relentless about gaining knowledge and putting it into application. Galileo, 1564 to 1642, was a polymath who explored astronomy, mathematics, physics, and engineering, and who basically gave us the modern scientific method. Benjamin Franklin, 1706 to 1790, was an expert in politics, science, and philosophy, who, between inventing bifocals and discovering electricity, helped found the United States of America. It seems there is a clear pattern between a mastery of multiple disciplines and creativity. please be sure to visit Amazon.com or Audible.com for more information on this book and the author. With an eclectic collection of water cooler knowledge, inspirational stories, and motivational thoughts from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.